guys doing? You moving a lot of stuff around? Well, careful with that. You're listening at Space Plane. CKUT 90.3. Until 2 a.m.
Opportunity to ask you something about,
okay,
you know, are you familiar with what went on at the Presidio, MK Ultra, and all of that?
Also
to do with, with the satanic stuff going on there.
Well,
and Letterman,
satanic is crazy.
Letterman Hospital.
Yeah, well, you're talking about adrenochrome and the
Richard
Allen Miller, man, I played him last week, and he continuing on this week because he got a lot of important things to say. Magic 101, Jackson.
I understand. I'm talking in terms of, you know, you were involved in Hollywood. You got to, I invited you to come down and talk in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, we saw Hollywood and what happened there, didn't we? Welcome to Baracha, honey. And the great race with Dr. Fate and the great Leslie. I am fed up with all of it. And there's nothing I can do about it, individually or per se. Thank you. I'm told not to get emotional. Bong. There we go. Now I'm back to normal. There's a lot going on that, in my humble opinion, is wrong for me. Hollywood would, if she could, trust me. So, and when I loved Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, when she comes out at the beginning of the movie and sings, anything goes. Yeah, it's pretty much, what would you like to have happen? And that's pretty much why we have chaos right now, because the media is pretty much hypnotized almost all of us.
Including me.
Tucker Carlson, I buy into him. He's just as disinformation in some ways. It's all about trying to confuse you. And that's why you need that North Star, to know what direction you're going. Because we're all going to the same place wrong. And you can go there kicking and screaming, or you can flow, and it's your choice. And let's put it this way. Here, I'll give you a metaphor. This is chapter 7 in The Non-Local Mind. That title is called Time Travel and the True Nature of Cavitation. For those that want further information on that, that would be Mark LeClaire at MIT and his current study. Now, cavitation is about what happens when a drop of water hits a pool of water. A series of things happen. There's waves that go out. As the drop of water goes down into the pool of water, it pops back up again. And that's because there's waves that go in, and they flap, and they form a ball. So the ball that pops back up is no longer a drop of water. It is a bubble that has captured the environment in which it fell, reality, and it has exclusion zone water, H3O2, around it, which is exclusion zone water that surfaces both the outside and the inside as the drop goes further and further and further down until it fills up. So the waves going outward is your future, waves going inward is your past. Why keeping a magical diary, and Crowley called that your magical memory, is like a time machine. You go back to your diary 20 years on an entry that you wrote. What that does is it puts the brain back into that moment. It's a hologram, and you're time traveling into the past.
Hey man, we traveling so far into the past, we back around to the future. This is a snapshot of all time. You dig? Transcendence taking place on the space plane. Demonic alliance. Not like the people I once thought, man. I was aspiring to be like. It's so laughable now, yet the time that I did was not so long ago, like recent history. Back, oh well, onto a next page, which was my destiny to really truly see, and at the steps towards being free. Just when I think I've seen it all, my eyes done open a little bit more.
Of the shadow from the sun. Sun hits you, and a lesser part of you is reflected onto the ground. And it's a lesser part of you that when you move this way and you move that way, the shadow also moves. It has a relationship in lesser dimensions. And your angel is the same thing on higher dimensions. And why we're so attracted to such animals as dogs is that because they're closer to spirit. They're not thinking with the upper mind, they're thinking with the gut. That's why my dog loves you more than me. You feed it bacon. As a metaphor, well, it's a way of looking at the dog is closer to spirit, it's closer to its real purpose and what it is. Its relationship to itself and so on. And some of it is based on how you were born. You know, the way I was born, I remember some doctor hit me on the butt to make me cry, immediately took me off and fingerprinted me before I could even bond with mom. And then, at some point, oh, you won't remember this, chop my penis off, circumcision. Now, those traumatic things are not remembered by so-called consciousness, which is not real. It is more of the enteric nervous system or the gut. And I did some of the original studies. I have a book called ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis. And how that is that I was at Mission Control when Ed Mitchell did his studies on ESP with me around the moon. And to be able to tab in to your subconscious or instinct, because back in the time I did those studies, ESP and hypnosis were pseudosciences. And today, they're valuable tools. We call ESP working from instinct. And when you come from a place of instinct, you, by definition, do not make mistakes. And so, to be able to have access to that as an altered state of consciousness, it's not here. There's a state of hypnosis. It's right here and right up about right there. And that place right there, my ability in guessing is 400 times over where I am right now. And I proved that in a contest where they brought Sybil Leek and Gene Dixon and other real famous psychics. And I won that contest by four orders of magnitude. I started getting freaked out. And that was the first protocol of whom we selected to be SEAL Team 1. We wanted them to be intuitive.
Right. Now, wait a second, because you knew Timothy Leary, right?
I'm sorry?
You knew Timothy Leary.
Yeah.
Right? And you also knew Terrence. Did you know Terrence McKenna? I always wondered.
I've got a story on him, yes. Yes, I knew Terrence.
Okay.
And his brother.
Okay. You know, just want people to realize that, you know, you go back and you've done, you don't just talk the talk, you've done the walk. And so, okay, so you also, your mother, wasn't this correct? Your mother was a...
Oh, you want to bring all that history out. Yeah,
well, that's... I just want to, you know, say, because you didn't just win that contest because you thought of a technique that worked.
Well, that's the way I got there. It doesn't mean that that's a... It's a... Like, all roads lead to Rome.
Right.
I used this science's point of view of hypnosis and ESP. But it's neither of those anymore than it's a language. That's today. Tomorrow, it'll be a hologram, a metaphor. And what we're trying to do is have dialogue with our higher self. That's what the principles of high magic are about.
Absolutely.
Knowledge and conversation. To be able to have dialogue back and forth between consciousness and something that's more.
Yes.
How you doing, consciousness? We're talking at Richard Allen Miller. More on that later.
Mm-hmm. on.
This is here is some music recorded live in Montreal, November 20th. Me, the host of the show, Tony E, on clarinet and bass clarinet and keyboards. Nicola Royer Artuso on bass / guitar. And Mark Abuantoun on drums.
Thank you.
this is something that every child has, and it's programmed out of them, like they tried to do that with me.
No, they tried it with me too, Richard.
You know, that our educational system today is designed for the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. There you go. Well, in my humble opinion, it's not going to be like Cloud Atlas either. But
what's that?
Children do ask the darndest questions. One out of the book that I did with Grace Thorne was, if pigs are so smart, how come parrots can talk and pigs can't? They're very bright kids in many, many ways, and led me to talk about a bird brain compared to nonverbal communication. When a pig wants its way, it certainly knows how to get your attention.
Those loinking bastards.
The kid got it. Now he's in high school. It would be interesting to know what that question and Norm Shealy or my responses were, how it affected that child. Because that could be a doorway toward educational reform. So should educational reform in the way we're treating our natural resources. Our child, in my humble opinion, is man's single most important natural resource. And right now we're squandering it with our educational processes and this COVID virus crap that's going on, and what it's doing to the educational system.
And to say nothing of vaccines, that are, those children are being shot up with all kinds of stuff before they're even like 6 months old, from what I understand now.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's about, other than I remember when I didn't have mumps or measles, my mother took me out to be exposed. That's what classrooms do, is that's where the child's natural immunities are built, being in a breeding ground of disease. That's what children are, and that's where your immune system comes in. It has nothing to do with immunization or medicine, which in my humble opinion, like that right there, dentistry is broken.
Broken tooth.
And so, with that said, there, I'm getting emotional again, and I don't want to do that.
Take it easy,
but I think one of the things I did and the courses I did for children on aquaculture was that I said, what is the first crop that you want to grow? And the answer is the herbal pharmacy. But medicine has five different kinds of medicine that are practiced in the world today. You know, allotropic medicine, natural medicine, you know, they have all these different things. And each one has a different direction or herb or chemistry, if you will, that would be used, predicated on which form of medicine. So you choose a system of medicine, and that determines, if you're diabetic, what are you going to grow? Non-sugar products that might, or omega-3s, or break down sugars, or whatever. See, the children actually probably have better questions. And so what I'm doing is this vast repository of knowledge is a, what do you want to know?
Oh, just keep on yapping and we're going to find out what we want to know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. More on that later.
Thank you. In the shade of the old apple tree, all the love in your eyes I could see. 'Twas a voice that I heard, like the songs of a bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bees on the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that's true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree. The song of a bird seemed to whisper sweet music to me. I could hear the dull buzz of the bees on the blossoms as you said to me. With a heart that's true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree. With a heart that's true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Way, because it knows that it cannot does not know what it can't do, and that's where innovation occurs. And what we're going to probably find is the more we foster that, the more we're going to realize anything goes. And the child is going to be unique, and there are going to be as many unique children. They're not going to all be the same. They're all going to be quite different. And that is the legacy of why we became God's favorite, because of choice.
Okay, so as far as Magic 101, to get back to the drawing board here, is there anything that you want to say beyond this point? You know, I'm just trying to look at the time. We've done this for around an hour. I have questions in the chat cropping up, but I also want you to your train of thought in terms of Magic 101. So we talked about demonology.
We talked a little bit about
cavitation and angels. Anything else that you might want to
add? Yeah, the second lesson that I gave in Magic 101, which is now ongoing course. I'm going to be doing class 5 on sex magic after this interview tonight, and it'll be going out. Why is sex magic so important? Well, it involves emotions. And so the so-called Masonic secret is basically the thought that occurs at the moment of climax happens, because you have punctuated it with more energy than the physical. The emotional plane, you got your physical plane, IQ, EQ. How you feel about the physical plane, more information. Then you have the intellectual, and then the archetypal plane. There are actually 8 planes, and you'll find those in Leary's Neurologic Circuits. That's chapter 8 in workbook 1. And the last one that you should be experimenting with is ketamine. Ketamine's dangerous. It is so dangerous, I don't touch psychedelics anymore. I've done my tour. I don't need to do psychedelics. What I do now is 2-3 books I've written on video feedback systems called The Diamond Body, Electromagic, and Yogatronics. Those are 3 of the 40 manuscripts ready to go on the work I did after I set up the Meninger Foundation to test Jack Schwartz and Keith Milton Reinhardt.
Was because of that?
Now, video feedback systems have to do with when you generate sacred geometry in your mind's eye, you set up resonant cavity oscillation and things happen. And
let's
the throne chariot of God, Ezekiel's vision, is the diamond body. It's basically what Buckminster Fuller called the vector equilibrium matrix that forms the buckyball, or the C60, or the C120 molecule. And these forms of geometry have resonance in the body as resonant cavity oscillators. In fact, that is what psilocin does. The psilocin is a toxin. When you take the mushroom, psilocybin, the brain produces a look-alike neurotransmitter that is a resonant cavity oscillator that dialogues with subtle bodies outside the physical body, the one you call chi. There are a series of subtle bodies outside the physical body. These are all talked about in the Upanishads. And chi, let me give you a metaphor of what chi is. In chapter 7, basically, I talked about at the moment of death, for all human beings, there is a 5-gram weight loss in the body. What is that? I am proposing that it is a microtubule full of structure, 5 grams of structured water. And that goes back to the multiverse. 5 grams of structured water to be compared to 5 grams of gallium arsenide in your computer chip. Gallium and arsenic form when the two subjects top on each other. They form what's called a forbidden zone, which is where your Chuck Sumera is and all your memory is held. And in water, it's called the exclusion zone, but that is 1 million times more efficient than the computer chip that we're currently using.
Piece of
and
shit.
That memory, 5 grams of it, metaphorically is enough to hold the memory of 100,000 lifetimes.
Dig it!
And why many people are now suggesting that what we are is in a matrix. We're in a computer game that can have 100,000 lifetimes before it expires, as a metaphor conceptualizing what's actually going on.
Well, and there's also this notion, I want to get back to the notion of chi.
Oh yeah, we're going to get back to that, Carrie.
Thank you.
What I call, you know, was called orgone and kundalini. It's basically a plasma, a form of plasma as well.
Yeah, or Bohr Litton called it orgone.
Yeah. So,
different names for it all through history, yes.
Right, but one thing, if you're familiar with the Vril, are you familiar with the Vril?
Yes.
Okay, so the Vril were able to take their chi and throw it, you know, a great distance, and actually...
Well, I watched my Sifu do that with John Leong, sit there and go, boom, like that, and it would blow it without touching, okay? You can watch Cassius Clay hit Sonny Liston, that big roundhouse, Sonny Liston going upside down, flat down, pat on his back, of cold, and yet, on closer inspection, Cassius Clay didn't touch Sonny Liston. What knocked him out?
That's right. Well, Duncan O'Finian did the same thing. The bottom line is the humans have this ability. And so they can develop
potential.
It.
The potential of the possibility.
Well, you have it. Whether you use it or not, it's like the woman who tore off the car door, right? If you're in a situation where you decide you're going to do it, you know, there's nothing can stop us in a certain sense.
Radio D, 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 D Weekend. One is unique. Doodle extra crazy, death, crazy, death, crazy, death.
This is some for the radio.
Another hit from this marquee, dedicated to the radio, now he or she, because it's time for them to get recognized. This is my version of the Nobel Peace Prize. That's why I'm coming out my face like this. Far as negativity, you never get this. If it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio. Dedicated to the radio DJ to play all the hits on 7 days. And even on the weekends, the DJs will be freaking without a doubt, because everyone is unique in the way they cut the records and be talking. It's now due to extra crazy death on the Walkman, to all the disc jockeys that's on the go.
This is some for the radio.
Requesting my records on the radio. Greatly appreciate what you've done for me. And my reward to you is my M-U-S-I-C. Straight up, I make the music just for you, so you can do the extra crazy bit small dance too, or even do the dance made up by yourself. As long as you can just
kind of get sparkling hell ahead.
Because you're the one to make the radio hype, like fresh tobacco and a brand new pipe. A program director always pick the right hits, like putting some salt and pepper and butter on grits. I always look up the program directors, cause they're the ones the jam selected. A couple of years ago when I didn't have a record player on the radio, I thought to myself, saying, if I ever get the chance to play on my stuff, I'm gonna make everything extra tough. Cause radio will last to infinity, as long as my name is the B-I-Z, ever the A-R-K, and I'm here to say, number one entertainment source in the like USA. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is something for the radio. This is something for the radio. I can't break it, yeah. And I'm into this one. My mind's can't forget how she radio, this is the conclusion of just the beginning of hip-hop on the radio. It's never-ending story and fighting, just to get the right and have our respect on the station that's exciting. In about 2 years, I will be a superstar, be able to buy anything I want, even a car. Cause if it wasn't for you, nobody would know. That's why this is some for the radio.
Now we gotta do this, cause we're busting tits, we rocking tits, we're bringing back. We busting the grain to make the wine of noses. It won't play no tricks on your noses. It's gonna sound so nice, fella. You're gonna say, hey man, I know this. It's the dopest thing I ever. Thank you. Yeah.